Good evening. I call to order this June 25th, 2024 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council. I am Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I'm pleased that you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are a part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Please turn off your cell phones. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand and I will recognize you, and you can come to the podium. Brenda Wheeler, our city clerk, must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, city staff, or the city council. A copy of the Open Meeting Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Baker.
Here.
Paulson.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Wolf.
Here.
Willis.
Here.
Sandlin.
Here.
Fletcher.
Here.
Highfield.
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. If you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number 4, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 5, consider approval of Randy Backman as Assistant Chief of EMS. Is Chief Leonard here or is he on a call?
He was on a call.
Would you like us to?
No, he just asked me to go ahead and speak on his behalf. So did have a chance to talk to the Police and Fire Committee a little bit about this earlier as well. Just to kind of back up a little bit, previous Chief of EMS had resigned, no longer able to serve here in the community. And so by their bylaws, they're supposed to elect a new officer to take that spot within 60 days. They frankly didn't have very many individuals put their names forward that both had the qualifications to serve and were willing to serve. One of them who was willing to serve was Randy Backman. And you recall Randy had his stroke, so he's got some physical limitations right now, but was willing to serve. They had a long conversation about what kind of things he could do and couldn't do as part of that. Obviously, his biggest challenge would be going on calls themselves, and he agreed that he couldn't just physically be able to do that, wouldn't be of any help if he did, but he could still help oversee all the activities for EMS service, order supplies, talk with medical officers, do all those kinds of things that need to be done, and was willing to do that. They had a fairly contentious, heated discussion that night, ended up having a vote that was just separated by one vote, but in the affirmative. And so the decision was to go forward with that. And the chief had reached out to both the city staff, mayor, and like I said, the police fire committee, and had met and talked with them about that, just to make sure that they would be comfortable going forward as well. They gave their blessing to that to bring it to the full council, and that was the plan for tonight. There's continued to be some frustration on the part of department members. And so Randy yesterday called Chief Leonard and pulled his name off of contention. So we had a conversation this morning about that, whether there would be any other individuals. Had a conversation about the medical director at the hospital, whether they wanted to get some input from him. Wasn't able to get that done today. So ultimately, Chief Leonard just simply said, go ahead and just not act on tonight's request. Something will come back before you. They'll be planning to have another vote then coming up at their next meeting, which is their next business meeting then. Usually it's the first Thursday of the month, but first Thursday of July happens to be July 4th, so not having it that night, so they postponed that meeting until Monday the 8th of July. And so they hopefully will have a decision after that, and then we'll be bringing that decision to the council soon after that. We'll be able to make the first meeting in July probably because the action just would have been the night before, so it may end up being the second meeting in July until that position can get filled. So continues to be some challenging opportunities right now with the department. So for those that you know, let me just encourage you to have some conversation with them and stress, you know, just the important critical role that they play for the community and how working together. So Any questions for me? Otherwise, you can, I think, simply just don't have to act on this one, just simply move on to the next agenda.
Thank you. So no action on number five. Moving to number six. Consider approval of mayoral appointments of Kim Lammers, Allison Mattson, and Carson Noreen to the library board until 2030. Normally, this is something that's on the consent agenda, but I feel compelled to say their names out loud, and I don't believe any of these individuals are here this evening. But Brooke, if you would please extend our appreciation for their dedication to and what my opinion is one of our most valuable assets to our city. Thank you.
I don't know why 2030 sounds like forever from now.
I know.
Is that typically a six-year appointment?
Yes.
Wow. Like Supreme Court justices.
Any questions from council? Any comments from the public? Would someone like to make a motion?
A motion to approve mayoral appointment of Kim Lammers, Allison Mattson, and Carson Noreen to the library board until 2030.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the appointments of Kim, Allison, and Carson to the library board. Please register your vote. Motion passes. Item number seven, request to appear before the mayor and council by Connie Green to present an update regarding the Blair fireworks display for 2024 on July 4th. Good evening, Connie.
Good evening. So this is getting firmed up as we speak. Permissions to use the grounds at the former Danic campus have been approved by the Lutheran Family Services and Visiting Nurses Association. The latter is also the parent group for Easter Seals. And this was upon receipt of waiver and paperwork from Midwest Fireworks. So we're good to go on that part. That was probably the biggest hurdle that we had. A budget of $20,000 was determined after meeting with Phil Green. $15,000 of that will come from proceeds from the nonprofit's fireworks stand sales. There's an estimated $2,500 to $3,000 from last year that would be applied to this year's program, plus funding from the public in form of donation containers currently placed at Taylor Quick Pick and a donation from Blair's Memorial Community Hospital. Now there's some changes that are underway at the Washington County Area Community Foundation. That's where Blair Celebrations, which is the organization created to handle this and also have the capability to handle other celebrations, nonprofit celebrations for the city, should that need or situation arise. But we have a new director at the Washington County Area Community Foundation. There's some changes going on. We may next year have to look at a different means of collecting donations in a way that are for nonprofit groups so that people can count that up in their taxes. Some of the plans for fireworks for the 4th of July, right before the fireworks display, Mark Degner's church will have a youth group, say the Pledge of Allegiance. They'll have a sing-along and with seven songs. The lyrics will be available from Blair Radio on people's smartphones. First Baptist Church of Blair will be providing bottled water, and we're leaving it open that there might be other groups that will want to provide either for free or as a outreach, a public outreach, or like a modest fundraiser for nonprofit groups, you know, just sell some goods for people who are going to that. There will be approximately a 20 to 22 minute pyrotechnics display. And one thing that I'm very pleased with is that Special Olympian Dave Harker, who is very used to singing the national anthem for all the Special Olympics events, he has agreed to sing the national anthem. And with that, I talked with Nick at Midwest Fireworks, and I was telling him about this, because originally we were going to do a countdown with the group, but he said he thought it would be a nice touch, as David is singing And the Rockets' Red Glare, that that's when he would send up some red rockets, and that would start the fireworks. And so far, that's what we have that is fairly certain. It could change. We might be having, you know, some more activities, but that's the basic situation for right now. Do you have any questions?
Did they ever use Keno funds for the fireworks stuff?
We probably will.
Okay. I know they've been lacking someone to kind of spearhead it in the past. I mean, I've seen the containers at various gas stations and other businesses.
The last few years have been a little bit rough because we had the pandemic for a couple of years and then just trying to pull together through changes and so forth. So, but yeah.
Thank you.
Phil, how many permits do we have this year for fireworks stands? That was a question.
There were five again, I believe, right, Brenda? Okay. Yeah.
At $5,000 a piece?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, here comes the rain.
Oh, thunderstorm watch.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.
Oh, so they start at dusk? Okay, thank you. Item number 8, consider ordinance 2532 adopting the economic development program. Ms. Ferrari.
Good evening, Mayor and City Council members. As you know, this program did pass by voter approval. And so now at this point, we do need to take the next step and adopt the economic plan. So you'll see you have an ordinance for review, and then Exhibit A is that LB 840 plan that we're presented with at the meeting where we looked at putting it to the community for a vote. Any questions? Excellent.
Thank you.
Any comments from the public?
Ed Matthews, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-S, 739 North 16th Street. Some of this information that you just talked about, is that just available here at the city? Is that where we would pick this up about the economic development program? Is that what?
Yeah, we have copies here. I don't know if the new one yet is posted on the city's website. It will be once she gets this kind of incorporated into the municipal code.
And I believe it did have to be put on file down at the county courthouse when we put it to the voters. We put a copy on file as well.
I'm just seeking more information for the public, and that's why I was asking this question. Just you guys all know who I am as far as trying to find out things, so I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? Having none?
I'll introduce ordinance 2533.
Or 32.
Oh, I'm sorry, 32. Jumped.
An ordinance amending economic development program for the city of Blair, amending the time period of the program and reestablishing the terms and conditions thereof, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict and providing its ordinance in full force and effect.
I move the statutory rule regarding meeting on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. And ordinance amending the economic development program for the city of Blair, amending the time period of the program and reestablishing the terms and conditions thereof, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance will be in full force effect and published in the national form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2532.
Second.
Question.
Did you hear the second?
Second.
Okay.
I had a little frog in my throat.
That's all right. Yeah. And the question before the council now is, shall ordinance number 2532 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2532 duly adopted. Item number 9, consider ordinance 2533, authorizing the issuance of water system revenue bonds, series 2024A, in the principal amount of not to exceed $50 million and related loan amendment with the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. Mr. Heaton, it hurts to say that big number.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor and Council. So before you tonight are two separate ordinances, one for each respective loan or bond. I'll just cover both of them real quick, and if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. But as I mentioned at the last meeting, we were able to get amendments on our SRF loans for the basically all the work going on at the water treatment plant. So there's one before you that will move the amount to $16 million, and that will cover the intake, the lime solids, and all the equipment package replaced fork. The second one is for a total of $50 million, which will help finish out all of the water treatment plant expansion work, which will increase the capacity to 27 million gallons per day. So before you are those amendments in the ordinances. By passing those, you're allowing the mayor to sign those. We're still going to wait to have the mayor sign them, even if you approve those tonight, until the bond council has a chance to review our, basically our debt level, and to make sure that we can meet those payments, which we will be able to do. It's just a matter of getting the audit done and a copy to him. And we're also, with the changes in the, especially the interest rate, we need to take a different look at our rate study. With the lower interest rates with the SRF payments, our rate study is going to change. So we're going to revisit that with the consultant and hopefully get that back really soon and get all that to the bond attorney. Once he gives us the green light, we'll have the mayor sign this and get these put through.
CJ, maybe this is a question for Phil. I guess I'm just fuzzy on, are we issuing bonds, but the loan is buying the bonds, or how does that functionally work?
Yeah, I mean, from the attorney's perspective, he's treating them like bonds because they're still SRF loans from the state, and we'll have annual payments for those.
Is there collateral that we owe the state on that sort of thing, or, I mean, that's the... It's
like your typical revenue bond, which basically you're pledging future revenues towards that.
Okay.
So we're doing the same thing, pledging these future revenues to pay off these loans from the state, which is why he's got this requirement that you either demonstrate that you can meet the coverage already with your revenues,
right,
or that you've had a professional look at what your new revenues are going to be, and they certify, right, that they'll be able to cover all that.
So it's kind of like a bond, but it's really just the loan from the state.
Yeah, yeah. It's a loan. We're not issuing or having to go out through a bond. But from the legal bond attorney's perspective,
right,
it's the debt, same kind of obligation.
It's debt incurred by the city, but it's, right, not in the form of bonds. It's, correct, just some other. Okay, correct. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, those are good questions.
We had the same exact questions.
Yeah, we had the same conversation.
Yeah.
As you can see on the screen, the $16 million SRF loan, just over $2 million of that will be forgiven. And the $50 million, we're looking at just over $8 million forgiven. So that will all be taken into consideration. Once we finish the project, finalize it, we know how much we've utilized of that line, then we'll figure out our payments are going to be from there.
And based on the repayment schedule that you see in the note section for each of those documents from the state, they take that forgiveness amount right off the top. Which is nice.
Even better.
Anything else?
Do we have any other big bonds right now that we're paying on?
There's numerous ones.
All the first addition to the water plant still. Yeah.
And there, in your, there's about a page of them that are listed.
It's in the packet.
Yep.
So I'll give you a nice rundown of those when we have our budget hearing.
Yeah.
Thank you. Any comments from the public?
There's a water company that happens to have a police department.
Yeah. Good evening again, Ed Matthews. Question is, how do these get paid? Is this part of like the increase in water bill that we have now? Is that part of what this is, or is that something different?
They are paid off through the revenues that come in through the water and sewer.
Okay. And is there other sources of income for them?
No.
Just what the citizens pay through the water?
Well, again, this is what's called an enterprise fund, and enterprise funds have to basically pay for themselves over time. So it really does end up being that your revenues have to cover all the expenses that you have to provide those services.
The only other thing is I ask is that you give us a little more time for the public to have readings on this so that there's can be more input, so rather than have the
not to interrupt you, but the money has already been spent, the
I
building is done,
people and still need to know about what's happening with it.
Right, we have no choice but to pay this, and how we pay it is
okay,
just
I understand.
Some
thank you, appreciate mm-hmm. it. Yeah, I'm being educated.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce the ordinance?
Introduce ordinance 2533.
An ordinance authorizing issuance of water system revenue bond series 2024A of the city of Blair, Nebraska, the principal amount of not to exceed $50 million in the form of a promissory note issued to evidence indebtedness to the city Department of Environmental, in the form of promissory note issued to evidence indebtedness to the Nebraska Department of Environmental Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note and related amendment to loan agreement, pledging and propagating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city of Blair for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond, and amendment to loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environmental Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, and application of the revenues of said water works plant and system, determining that interest on said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purpose of federal income taxation, providing for the deposition of the proceeds of said bond, and ordering this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding three readings on reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of a water system revenue bond series 2024A of the city of Blair, Nebraska, the principal amount not to exceed $50 million in the form of promissory note issued to evidence and indebtedness to the city's Department of Environment and Energy, proving from the form said bond issued as a single promissory note related amendment to the loan agreement, pledging in and propagating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant, the water system owned or to be owned by the city for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance of sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond and amendment to loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, application of the revenues of said water works plant system, and determining that interest on said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purpose of federal income taxation, providing for the deposition of the proceeds of said bond and ordering this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of ordinance 2533.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2533 be passed and adopted? Please vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2533 duly adopted. Item number 10, consider ordinance 2534 authorizing issuance of water system revenue bond series 2024B in the principal amount of not to exceed $16 million and related loan amendment with the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy. And I believe Mr. Heaton has already spoken about this item. Do we have any comments from the public? Having none, would someone like to introduce the ordinance?
James?
I'll introduce ordinance number 2534.
An ordinance authorizing the issuance of water system revenue bond series 2024B of the city of Blair, Nebraska, in the principal amount not to exceed $16 million in the form of a promissory note issued to evidence and indebtedness in the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note related amendment to loan agreement, pledging and hypothecating the revenues and earnings of the water works plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city of Blair for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond amendment to loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, and application of the revenues of said water works plant and system, determining that interest on said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for the purpose of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond and ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move this, that the statutory ruling regarding reading of three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
Yeah, I asked us to do it twice.
I did?
Yep.
So I did it. All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the issuance of a water system revenue bond series 2024B in the city of Blair, Nebraska in the principal amount of not to exceed $16 million in the form of a promissory note issued to Evidence and Donis in Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, approving the form of said bond issued as a single promissory note related amendment to the loan agreement, pledging and hypothecating the revenues and earnings of the waterworks plant and water system owned or to be owned by the city of Blair for the payment of said bond, providing for the issuance and sale of said bond, authorizing the delivery of said bond, and amendment to the loan agreement to the Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy, providing for the collection, segregation, and application of the revenues of said waterworks plant system, determining that the interest of said bond shall not be excludable from gross income for purposes of federal income taxation, providing for the disposition of the proceeds of said bond and ordinance to publish in council form.
I move the passage of ordinance number 2534.
Second.
Question.
The question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2534 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2534 duly adopted. Item number 11, Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. As you can see, CJ has kept right up with the spending habits of a former Director of Public Works. The sushi has to do a good job spending a lot of money. But it goes with the job. First and foremost, I would like to say thanks to all of the employees doing extra work and extra duty these days for all the So again, department heads, please make sure you pass on all my appreciation for all that they're doing. CJ is going to come up here in just a minute and give you a little bit further update on some of the activities, especially regarding the flood situation. Just a reminder to you that July 4th, a holiday, is coming up next week. So obviously, offices will be closed on Thursday the 4th. Most of our offices are going to be closed on the 5th as well, because all of the staff has decided that they kind of jointly wanted to take days off. And that way they can enjoy a longer weekend. We will have information posted later this week as far as which departments and which ones are going to be closed, and we will let you know of that as well. And finally, just a reminder to all of you that our budget workshop is coming up at the end of July. So July 30th happens to be a fifth Tuesday, and so we're going to be doing a combined fifth Tuesday budget workshop this year. So now is the time, if you have specific requests for your ward or other issues here in the city, be getting those into me as soon as you can. I've already received some from some of you, appreciate that very much. We take those things to heart, so those will be incorporated. So now's the time to be getting that information to me, if you would, and we'll make sure that it's all incorporated into that budget workshop. If you have special information that you'd like to find out about that night as well, maybe not necessarily something that you want incorporated in it, but just questions that you may have about different aspects of the budget, please let me know, and I'll wrap that up in there as well. So before I turn this over to CJ, any questions that you got? All right, thank you all. CJ, why don't you come on up and kind of talk a little bit about flood issues.
All right. So I double checked the weather forecast, the river forecast at 3 o'clock today. So this was, I'm sure everybody's familiar with looking at this chart. We were just about to 30 feet at 3 o'clock, 29.6. I think I just checked on my phone. We were at 29.9 something. Per the Corps of Engineers and the National Weather Service, we're expected to have a crest of 31.8. Originally, that was supposed to be tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. They pushed that back to this time tomorrow. So it's about a 24-hour delay in that now. Yesterday, when we looked at this chart, it was kind of a steep up and then back down. That's kind of slowed now. So it's looking like the river's going to stay up longer. But the good news is everything is in place at the water plant. The public works guys all came in on Saturday and got the ramps out before it got too deep where they couldn't get them out. I got the floodgate in place yesterday. Mark Hudson just sent me a picture actually 10 minutes ago, and there's about 6 inches of water on the lane closest to the river. So it's coming up where, like I said, we're still expecting another foot and a half, 2 feet before it starts going back down. Like I said, the floodgate's in place, the docks are out. The other issue that we're having is that the water plant, with so much junk in the river and everything, the mud washing down from the river, the turbidity has gone through the roof. I talked to Jeff this afternoon. So typically, he said before the flood, the turbidity level was a 70. Yesterday at one point, it was 420. So that, he said that was completely off the charts. The last reading he told me, again, this is about 3 o'clock this afternoon we spoke, was at 266. And as the water goes down, everything starts clearing up, that should be better. What that means is that the plant is treating the water as hard as they can to keep it clean, to keep it safe. There's no concerns or anything like that, but I just want to let everybody know that they're busting their tails down there to keep things going.
And Phil, what I remember from our chloramines discussion, we get this conversation every year in the spring, right? You know, it takes a lot more chlorine to keep the bacteria out of the water in the spring, not when it's 100 degrees, because the higher the temperature of the water, the more chlorine it takes to keep the bacteria out for the amount of hours, right?
Yeah. So, and CJ can attest to that with pool experience, even that on those hot days, it's really tough to keep the chemicals.
The nice thing about the chlorine taste in the water right now, it means it doesn't taste like river.
and so the guys are being, you know, they're always doing a fantastic job, but they're really being extra cautious and extra monitoring right now to make sure that not only when the water leaves the plant, but what's stored in the reservoirs is safe. So
CJ, I know we've had trouble in the past with the filter basins due to, you know, but that's all been repaired now and new. Is it working better now that that's all new?
It's better, but I made a note here. Jeff said that they are backwashing 4 to 5 times as much as usual. So if a filter normally got 100 hours, they're getting 20 or 25 hours, which is just so much junk really in the river.
Model trash.
The water looked like chocolate milk on Saturday. And so that's just added maintenance for the guys. There again, once this expansion is done next year, Jeff and I talked, it's gonna help spread this burden out across another set of filters. Everything should be able to work a lot easier. And then also have extra capacity to shut one filter down, clean it properly, and move on. But I just had one last note on there. Just like Phil mentioned, the water plant guys are doing a fantastic job. They've been nonstop since this all started. And all the public works guys have been really getting after it, and the parks guys as well, getting the park ready to go for the high water. Any questions or anything?
Just a big thank you.
Yeah. CJ, express our appreciation. We're very fortunate and blessed to have our facilities not compromised. I drove by Spencer, Iowa today, and their entire water and wastewater facilities are shut down because they've been compromised.
And similar.
Yes, so we're very lucky.
Yep.
Thank you.
It's just amazing the difference between this year and what we went through prior to the 2011. Mm-hmm. Just the absolute fire drill we had to do then. And now, I don't say it's simple, but we close the door, put a, you know, and make sure everything's ready to go because we're prepared.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please vote.
We're halfway to Christmas.
Oh. It panics me.
What did he just say?
Council
yeah.
Member.
We're halfway to Christmas. June 25th. Start your shopping early. Shop local.
Public service announcement.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.